Good day, everyone. This is Jerry from Rhapsody Tours. Today, I would like to share some things with you about Canada. For most of my life, I've had the fortune of traveling much of the world, but I'm still totally fascinated with my own country of birth. Now, first, I would like to clear up some misconceptions. I am not a lumberjack, or listen to Celine Dion all day. I do not live in an igloo, or eat maple syrup. Okay, last one's not true. I love maple syrup. I do want to take a little time to share some of the interesting and fun facts about Canada. First, Canada is huge. It's comprised of 6 time zones. It's almost 30% larger than Australia, more than 3 times the size of India, more than 18 times the size of France, almost 28 times the size of Germany, and more than 142 times the size of Ireland. The first fact about Canada is its name origin. It comes from an Iroquois word, Kanata, which means village or settlement. The border between Canada and the United States is officially known as the international boundary, at 5,525 miles, including 1,538 miles between Canada and Alaska. It is the world's longest border between two nations. Canada contains 9% of the world's water supply. Canada is the second largest country in the world behind Russia. Despite being a really big country, it has the 4th lowest population density in the world, with only 3 people living per square kilometer. 1 in 5 of the population were born in other countries. The east coast of Canada was settled by the Vikings around the year 1000 AD. Archaeological evidence of a settlement was found at Lansing Meadows, Newfoundland and Labrador. The first North American child to be born of European parents was Snorri, born around 1000 AD. You guessed it, in Lansing Meadows, Newfoundland and Labrador. Newfoundland was the first part of Canada to be explored by the Europeans, and ironically, it was the last area to become a province in 1949. Canada became a country on July 1, 1867, when the British North American Act was passed by the British Parliament. The capital, Ottawa, was originally named Bytown, after Colonel John By, who was headquartered there while building the Rideau Canal to connect the Ottawa River with Lake Ontario. Niagara Falls in Ontario is one of the largest and most popular waterfalls in the world. Half of Canada is covered with forest, which should not be surprising considering it contains 1/10 of the world's forest. Canada has a desert in British Columbia, towards the southmost corner of the Okanagan Valley. The desert's only 15 miles long, with over 100 rare plants and 300 rare animals. It is also the only desert in the world that has a very long boardwalk for people to walk on. Canada has 2 national sports. Hockey is the national winter sport, and lacrosse, a First Nations invention, is the country's national summer sport. Canadian James Nesmith invented basketball. He did it when he was teaching in Springfield, Massachusetts, to give his physical education students an indoor sport to play during the long winters. The Regent of England, currently Queen Elizabeth II, is Canada's head of state. North America's earliest undisputed evidence of human activity are 20,000-year-old stone tools and animal bones found in caves on the Bluefish River in northern Yukon. Strange fact about Canada, it produces so much energy that it provides some to the U.S. There is an ice hotel built at the city of Quebec. It's called the Hotel de Glaciers, and it is created every year using 400 tons of ice and 12,000 tons of snow. It melts away in the summer and is recreated the next winter. An interesting fact for kids, Canada is widely believed to be the home of Santa Claus. There are 2 official languages in Canada, English and French. There was a black bear cub from Canada named Winnipeg, or Winnie for short, and he was one of the most popular attractions in the London Zoo after it was donated to the zoo in 1915 by the 2nd Canadian Infantry Brigade. It had been their mascot during the First World War. Winnie became a favorite of Christopher Robin Milne and inspired the stories written by his father, A.A. Milne, about Winnie the Pooh. The only walled city north of Mexico is Quebec City. It was the first city in North America to be placed on UNESCO's World Heritage Site list. Did you know the United States invaded Canada twice? In 1775 and 1812. Both times to no avail. The world-famous robotic manipulator, affectionately known as the Canada Arm, was used aboard the space shuttle, and its bigger brother, Canada Arm 2, is an integral part of the International Space Station. They were both designed and manufactured at Spar Aerospace, based in Brampton, Ontario, just northwest of Toronto. There are more donut shops per capita in Canada than any other country. The literacy rate in Canada is 99%. The majority of Canadians live within 150 miles of the United States border, and there are 150 Titanic victims buried in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We have amazing talent that come from Canada, and I'd like to give you a small sampling. Some of our actors include Christopher Plummer, Donald Sutherland, Ellen Page, Barry Pepper, William Shatner, Mike Myers, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, Kiefer Sutherland, Dan Aykroyd, the late great Leslie Nielsen, Keanu Reeves. Some musical talent you might recognize include Celine Dion. Sorry about the crack earlier. Michael Bublé, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne, Bryan Adams, Shania Twain, Guy Lombardo, Paul Anka, Neil Young, the Bare Naked Ladies. Game show host Alec Trebek is Canadian, as well as directors James Cameron and Sarah Pauley. You may be surprised at some of the Canadian inventions that have come from this country. Now I'm going to give you these in no particular order. Anti-gravity suits, computerized braille, ear-piercing machines, the electric wheelchair, ginger ale, the goalie mask, well, that one makes sense, IMAX, insulin, kerosene, the laser sailboat. The light bulb was first patented by Henry Woodward in 1874. The snowmobile, Superman, created by Joe Shuster and Jerome Siegel in 1938. The telephone, Trivial Pursuit, the walkie-talkie, washing machine, zipper. And these are just to name a few. Bottom line, Canada is not only that cold place up north, or the USA's little brother. It is a thriving, multicultural nation full of enthusiasm and wonder. And I am proud to be Canadian. Over the next series of podcasts, I would like to share in more detail what makes Canada amazing. If you'd like more travel ideas or information about Canada, subscribe to the podcast and visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net. That's RHAPSODY tours.net. Or you can reach us on Facebook at the Discover Canada page and on Twitter at Rhapsody Tours. If you have any comments, we'd love to see them. Well, that's it for today. In our next podcast, we're going to take a look at Newfoundland and Labrador. Until then, have a wonderful day. The Traveling Kilt podcasts are a division of RhapsodyTours.net.